Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh, sing for the tear. Sing we now, just for today, maybe tomorrow, do it out and take it away. Sing we now. It's Aerosmith bringing us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Steve Martin's our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, SCORE volunteer extraordinaire. He doesn't have a peer, folks, in the SCORE world. He's the apex example of a SCORE volunteer, and he's also our profit pro. ProfitPro.us, in fact, is his website, ProfitPro.us. And he's our good friend. Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about building advisory teams, having some kind of outside perspective, some ear to talk to, somebody who's been there, done that, or somebody maybe could be somebody who's just going through exactly what you're going through right now, right, Steve?
That's exactly right, Jim. Your peer group is often a great way to find people to talk to. Just be careful to make sure that they're not in competition and check them for a good ego. You want someone who's strong enough and confident enough to to give you good advice and not drag you down.
Right.
You know how that can be sometimes.
You know what my approach to this over the years has been mentors. I've found a way of knowing people who were ahead of me, and just trying to be their friend, do what I could to learn from them, and because that way I could do business, I could move around the marketplace, and learn from people like that, but that was just for me. I don't know that that's a good way for other people to do it. But there's nothing wrong with doing that on top of everything else, is there?
No, absolutely. It's a great idea. And one of the things you want, Jim, is not necessarily people to give you the answers. I find quite often you want people who are going to ask you the questions.
Right.
And make you think about what you need to be really thinking about. Maybe help guide your thinking a bit, but not tell you what to do. That's up to you as the business owner, the entrepreneur.
Right, right, exactly. So we talked about another ones earlier, and I won't talk about SCORE in the last segment by itself, but there's tab boards. I heard about a Christian organization that does the CEO roundtable type of thing. I've forgotten their names. I apologize for that. Out of San Antonio, there's what's the other one? The big one. I can't think of the name of I'll think of
yeah,
the name.
Yeah, I can't think of the name anyway, right off. But there are a number, and you know, if you don't find a already organized group, you can create your own.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. You can set up your own round table, and I really encourage entrepreneurs to join at least one, if not more, of their chambers of commerce. And you can find like-minded or challenge-minded people within those organizations,
including those mentors,
to meet and have coffee.
Including those mentors, you can
absolutely.
Everybody knows here, and Steve, I know. I thank you for bringing the chamber thing up because everybody knows what a champion I am of the chamber. I actually have a plaque that says that. So I'm a big supporter of chambers. And encourage you to do the same. But I always remind people, Steve, when it comes to the chamber is not just about you. It's about what you can do for other people too. So when you join, you may join with some kind of a need, some kind of a goal that you've got in mind. But the other people can benefit from you too. You could be their ear. What do you think? Expect that to happen.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. The reality is, and I've learned this for lesson, I'm still learning it. I, every time I worked with somebody, talk with somebody, give them maybe some counsel or talk to them about their business, I learn something.
Right.
So it's a give and take, and the balance is wonderful. So being part of an advisor group yourself is one way to learn and get your own counsel.
And, you know, I'd like to encourage younger entrepreneurs, younger business owners, to seek out older people who've been around. It's not your nature. I know it's not. It's not the millennial, for example, generation, Steve. It's not their nature to want to talk about or think about things that have gone by in the past. But everything that would be said to you about what happened in the past would be a fundamental. It would be a fundamental that is still part of your world today. And I just like to encourage younger people, find one or two people who've been around the block a time or two, a few gray hairs, and take the time, even if it's painful for you, take the time to listen to them. Steve, that's a windmill I'm tilting at all the time now. What do you think?
Well, you know, Jim, that road goes both ways.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. Go ahead.
I absolutely agree that the younger generation can learn from the more seasoned generation and vice versa.
Yeah,
and it's just as hard for both. But the meeting of the minds, the sharing of the experiences, it's absolutely beautiful and it's powerful.
That's exactly right. Profitpro.us, right, Steve? And score.org?
Yes.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about SCORE. I want Steve to give us another update, another installment on why being associated with SCORE can help you, might save your business, might help you make more profit. How about that? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.